USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has placed about 8,500 troops on heightened preparedness to deploy to Eastern Europe in case NATO activates its rapid response force over a possible Russian invasion of the Ukraine. No decision has been made to deploy U.S. forces. Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon Lectern.
The Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Judges have approved a request for a special grand jury. Georgia Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, in a letter to Superior Court Chief Judge Christopher Brasher, claims she has received information indicating a reasonable probability that the state of Georgia's administration of elections in 2020 was subject to possible criminal disruptions. The special grand jury is to be seated May 2nd for a period of up to 1 year. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Senators want to know more of the details surrounding Russia's aggression toward their neighbor, Ukraine.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions escalate between Russia and Ukraine. The Hill reporting Schumer asking for an all-Senate briefing with the administration for next week, once this week's recess is over. It comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi requested a briefing for her chamber earlier on Monday. It all comes as the administration is ramping up pressure on Moscow and preparing for Russia to possibly invade Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Almost a month after launch, the James Webb Space Telescope has reached its final destination. Since lifting off from French Guiana on Christmas Day, the telescope has deployed a tennis court-sized sunshield and unfolded a massive gold mirror that will help it study the universe in new ways and peer inside the atmosphere of exoplanets. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden met with his cabinet Monday to discuss inflation. Biden says a lack of competition over the decades is why Americans are paying an extra $5,000 a year more than they did under the previous administration.
Back in July, I signed, as you all know, an executive order to promote competition and build an economy that works for everybody, not just a few. And competition results in lower prices for families. Competition results in fair wages for workers. And as you all know, competition encourages companies to innovate. But what we've seen over the last few decades is less competition and more concentration that literally holds the economy back. And in too many industries, a handful of giant companies dominate the entire market. And we see it in big ag. I need not tell the Secretary of Agriculture that. He's forgotten more about this than I know. And big tech and big pharma. The list goes on. Rather than competing for customers, they're consuming the competitors. And rather than doing what they should be doing, they're doing the opposite, having a negative impact. All told, between generating higher prices and lower wages, lack of competition costs the median American family household, according to a study done at NYU, $5,000 a year.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.